VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethiopia's prime minister says his government has foiled a coup attempt in a region outside the capital, Addis Ababa. It comes after news that the army chief of staff had been killed. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed told the state broadcaster overnight that his administration thwarted the attempted coup in the region of Amhara, led by a very high-ranking military official and others within the country's military. In his address, Abiy said some people had been killed and others wounded in the operation. The U.S. Embassy reported gunfire being heard Saturday in the capital and urged people to be careful. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the U.S. illegally. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's state media on Sunday released a still image that said Kim Jong-un was reading a letter from U.S. President Trump. Kim said with satisfaction that the letter is of excellent content, appreciating the political judging faculty and extraordinary courage of President Trump. Kim Jong-un said that he would seriously contemplating the interesting content, according to the Korean Central News Agency. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea broke down after the failed summit between Kim and Trump in February in Vietnam. This is VOA News. President Trump said that he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing any details.